This weekend marks the one-year anniversary of the deadly Oso landslide. Today in Olympia, Governor Jay Inslee will award the State Medal of Valor to the communities affected by that disaster. Joining me now is Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins with more on today's event and what policy changes lawmakers are considering after Oso. Austin, good morning.
Good morning, Kim.
What is the State Medal of Valor?
The Medal of Valor is given by the governor to individuals who have put their own lives at stake to save or attempt to save the lives of others. And usually it would go to an individual or a group of named individuals. In this case, the medal is being given to the communities of Oso, Darrington, Arlington, and the Sauk-Suattle tribe in honor of the hundreds of heroes, and that's the word that's being used to describe them, who risked injury, death, and, to quote, made great personal sacrifice to assist in the rescue, recovery, and relief efforts in the days, weeks, and even months following the slide.
Who will be attending the ceremony today?
Well, each community has a designated person to accept the award. So, for instance, the community of Oso has selected Fire Chief Willie Harper. The actual award presentation will actually happen before a joint session of the legislature in the House chamber.
Austin, the Oso landslide was a tragedy for this state. It killed 43 people, destroyed dozens of homes. So in the aftermath, there was a lot of talk, obviously, about how to prevent something like this from ever happening again. What policy changes are under consideration now by the legislature?
Well, there are two Oso-related measures moving through the legislature. One deals with a problem that arose in the immediate aftermath of the Oso landslide. Because local resources were overwhelmed, something called a statewide mobilization was requested. But the Washington State Patrol actually denied that request because of a prior attorney general's opinion that said mobilizations are only for fires, and also because the patrol thought it was going to have to pay for the mobilization.
So what is the proposal in the legislature to fix this?
Well, basically, lawmakers are making what they call a technical fix to this statewide mobilization law to make it clear that any type of large-scale emergency, including a landslide, can trigger a mobilization. By the way, it's worth noting that the decision by the State Patrol to deny the mobilization right after Oso is not believed to have cost any lives.
I understand there's another Oso-related measure. What else are they considering in Olympia?
This is more in the prevention basket. It's a bill to require the state's geological survey to use the best readily available technology to map hazards in the state, such as landslide and seismic hazards. The most obvious example of this is using LIDAR technology to map these hazards. If you've ever seen it, it's almost like a three-dimensional X-ray of landforms. This bill would also require the geological survey to create and make publicly available a database of LIDAR and geological hazard maps.
Austin, we know at the center of this, of course, are the families and the people of Oso. What's happened with their legal claims filed against the state? What's the status of those claims now?
Well, most of those claims were filed against the Department of Natural Resources. As of this week, there are 60 open claims against the state stemming from Oso. Those lawsuits seek damages for the loss of loved ones and for lost property. They are ongoing. So far, the state says it has not paid out any damages, but, you know, in terms of the legal landscape, it's still early yet.
Austin, thank you for this.
You're welcome, Kim.
KUOW, Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. State lawmakers will honor communities affected by the Oso landslide at a ceremony in Olympia this morning at 11.